Hello guys, it's Jonathan, and I hope you guys are having a good weekend. We got a little rain over here in Louisiana, but the rain's gone. My wife and I, we went and saw a movie today. I just got back from it, you know, and it really touched my heart, and I wrote my thoughts down, and then, you know, the developing a sermon is, I wrote the concept down, but, you know, I want to just share, and I'll probably be bumbling over myself, but that's all right. I mean, the Lord, wherever the message he has for you, I have ultimate faith that whoever's out there listening is going, they're going to benefit from this, because not because of what I'm saying. I'm nobody. Jesus is somebody, and his name is always above mine, and he gets the praise and glory every day of my life, and I hope he does y'all's, you know, placing him at the center of your life as you walk through this world. And my wife, we went and watched this movie called Overcomer. It's a new movie by the Kendrick brothers, Alex and Stephen Kendrick, the same guys that did War Room, Courageous. There's a one, I'm trying to think. But they've done so quite a few movies. A Fireproof. I mean, if you guys haven't seen those titles, I mean, y'all have to go watch them. The Kendrick brothers, they do such a wonderful job. They let the Holy Spirit move in their movies, and you know, you can feel it. And their new one just came out today. We went and saw it. It's called Overcomer, and kind of sum it up, it's basically a high school basketball coach volunteers to coach a troubled teen in a long distance running cross country, right? And it's just that struggle, right? And I ain't gonna give the movie away, because I know I ain't gonna steal you guys of that blessing, but it's touching. The little girl that he coaches, and that he, and their struggle, her struggle, his struggle, the town struggles, and placing Jesus in the center of our lives, how it just lessens that burden when we're all trying to put it on ourselves, right? I like to share a scripture with you guys, and it's in John 16:33. It's John 16:33. And these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You guys would bow with me and pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne room, Lord, just breathing in, breathing out. Whatever may be going on in our lives, Lord, we lift it up to you, Lord. I pray whatever struggle that whoever's out there dealing with, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. Pray that you be with them within that storm. You guide and direct their lives so they can connect on a deeper level with you, God. You sent your son to die for our sins, Jesus Christ. So through his blood, the shedding, he forgives us of all our sins. And if we accept him into our heart tonight, the week, the month, the year, whatever moves in our heart, Lord, we just accept that gift that God sent us. That when we accept and believe and confess, we become a child of God, and that is such a beautiful thing, Lord. Pray, Lord, you be with our nation, Lord, in this time of turmoil, Lord, that's occurring all around us, this hate, this greed that just gulfs this world, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we just that you just God and direct the people to the true heart of you, Lord. And you pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. You know, I was talking about the movie Overcomer. Yeah, and I thought of this scripture, you know. And Jesus is telling us here, these things I have spoken unto you. He was speaking to several people in this contents, but he says that in me ye might have tribulation, or ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. You know, that word overcome and an overcomer, and it just kind of overlaps there. And you know, we may be going through so many things in our lives right now. It can get overwhelming. I get there on things. I think we all do, you know. And there's parts in our life, you know, that if you're like me, you, through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living with inside me, I was able to cross that bridge and brush it behind me. And since I was a overcomer only through Jesus Christ. And I don't know who's out there listening to this. To be a child of God is a beautiful thing. To be a child of God doesn't mean a world or a life of not tribulations. And this is tribulations. You know, the trials of life, the things that happen, you know, to us throughout life, you know. We're all going to suffer some level of things in life because this world is cursed, you know. God designed this world to not have so much curses and suffering. You know, it was perfect when He created it. It was through the sins of our fathers, Adam and of course Eve, what they did in that garden, taking that forbidden fruit, and then the curse was implemented on this earth, and that's what we live under. We live under this curse, and you know, God sending His Son to die for our sins was a way of correcting it. A process of correcting it. It ain't fully corrected yet. It's not going to be corrected until He comes back again. And I believe that is very soon. Just look at the world around us. It's crumbling. And that he sent His Son. And if we truly accept that part of it, you know, He sent His Son to die for our sins. When we look at what happened on that terrible day of His crucifixion, the scourging. I mean, scourging is just horrible. Most people, the Roman soldiers scourged steady, even they didn't survive the next day. If you really look at how they scourged, they would put bones and glass on these like leather bands and then attach it to like a piece of wood or a handle of some sort, and they would literally thrust that into the person. It would literally rip the skins. There were skin of them. They were cases where people were disemboweled, meaning their intestines were ripped out and they still had their bleeding, you know, and they scourged Jesus. And then, and if that wasn't bad enough, they crucify Him. You know, He already lost a lot of blood, and He had to go up that hill with a cross, you know, and He bled. He barely had enough strength to make it up there. And then went, of course, when He got up to the hill, they crucified Him. They used 3 nails. They're about the size of a I don't know if you've seen a railroad iron spike anywhere from, anywhere from 5 to 7 inches, and they nailed one hand, they nailed the other hand, they put his feet together on the bottom, and they nailed his feet to the cross. So that's and if you guys haven't seen The Passion, I encourage you to go watch that, get it, sometimes, especially around the holidays time, you can really find it cheap for like $3 to $5, and that very ending of it, it's sad, because he, when you grasp what he did, and it was no fault of his own to do that, he did it for us, love for us, and love to correct what Adam and Eve, or start the process of that, so we can come today, tonight, and we can say, hey Jesus, here I am, take me, I know I'm broken, I know this world's broken, take all these broken parts and use them. You know, I think of shattered glass. You know, if you ever drop glass on the floor, and how it shatters into, it feels like a million pieces, right? You know, you're sitting there trying to sweep it up, and then you think you got it, and then, you know, a day or so, you're walking barefoot on your floor, and you get a piece of glass, and you know, all those broken parts, we just bring them to Jesus. He knows we're broken, and it's not because of him we're broken, it's because the fallen nature, and we're born into this, and we bring all our baggage with it throughout life, all the stuff that we encounter. But when we put Jesus at the front, in the front and the center of everything we're going through, and we accept and believe what he did on the cross, and that he rose that third day, and that he ascended to heaven, and he told the disciples, and we have it in the Gospels also, he told disciples, telling us too that he's coming back one day, and when he does come back, he is going to restore everything back to new. I mean, no curse. You know, all the suffering and pain that you may be feeling tonight, the brokenness, maybe the addiction, the damaged marriage, you know. Maybe bankruptcy. Maybe some form of mental problem, depression, anxiety. All this, he's coming back one day, and if you have accepted Christ into your heart, when he comes back, he's coming to get you, and you will not have to suffer mentally, physically, all these things in life that really sucks right now. I know in my life, and still in my life today, there are things that literally they suck. But what keeps me going on is he's coming back again. And I know I'm a child of God, because I accept, believe, and confess. And you know, when you do that, your life change. Now, I want to be straightforward with you, brothers and sisters. If you accept and believe and confess, your life should change. You shouldn't be living the same way you're living now. That's a sign, it's not my opinion, that your heart was not changed. Therefore, you're not a child of God. The Bible tells us he knows his own. You can fool me. You can fool your neighbor. You can fool that person. You can fool a whole church. But God sees your heart. And when he sees that you are not, that you truly have not accepted it and believe and confessed, you're not going to fool him. And when he comes back, he will tell you you're not his. Therefore, if you're not his, then you are Satan. And instead of heaven, you have hell. And that's, to me, that's devastating. And one message I want to get across to whoever's listening to this, don't wait tonight. Tonight could be your last. Open your heart to him. Yes, there's a sacrifice. Yes, we still are going to have troubles in this life. You know, tribulations, as the scripture says in John. But he tells us, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, meaning it's going to get better. Don't let this bring you down. Put it in perspective. It's not going to last forever. Give it to me and I will help you through it. It's the times when, and I speak from personal experience, we just hold on to it. We don't want to let it go. It makes it worse. I know my life it has. And the more I learn just to give it over to God and just let Him have it, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it gets so much better. You know, the movie Overcomer, I suggest you guys go watch it. It's such a well done movie. I think one of my favorite scenes in that, and kind of gonna give this one away because I felt led to just share it. You got the coach, and he's having a dialogue. I ain't gonna give the guy's name because I don't get no spoiler alerts, but they have this. He presents a question to the coach, and he asks him, "Who are you?" And the coach says, I'm going to paraphrase, I'm probably not going to get it 100% right on the dot, but he says, the coach says, "Well, I'm a coach." He said, "Well, take that away." And he said, "Well, I'm a high school teacher, you know, I think he was teaching history." And he said, "Well, take that away." And he said, "Well, I'm a husband, a father." And that guy's like, "Well, you know, Lord forbid anything happens. What are you, you know?" And the coach kept on going. And then the last thing he spoke was, "I'm a Christian." And the guy paused. He said, "How important is that to you?" And the coach said, "Well, it's very important." And the guy posed, he's like, "Why is it on the last of your list? Shouldn't it be the first?" You know, I want to pose that question to everyone that's listening to this, and ones that have not accepted Christ into your heart. Of course, he's not the first on your list if you haven't done that. But the ones that have, you know, I want to pose a question: Is he number one? When you sit there and you think of your identity, who are you? I know me personally, immediately comes to mind, I am a child of God. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I can get homesick quite a bit because I know that one day I got things waiting for me that I can't even describe. I'm royalty. You know, that's crazy. I'm royalty. I never thought myself as royalty, but if you're a child of God, you are of royal blood. You are from the tribe of Judah. Man, that should excite you, your royalty. You know? I know that excites me. And he tells us that he's going to place to prepare a place that we can't even imagine, right? That it's beyond our imagination. So you can think of, you can try to wrap your mind around there and just try to say, I got that. That's, and that's wonderful. But no, you can't even imagine even greater than that what he has for you. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. So even our strongest imagination of what he has, it still doesn't compel to what he has prepared for us. But brothers and sisters, it only applies if you truly have given your heart over to Jesus. Yeah, in this world, people look at you like you've lost your mind. Yeah, trust me, it gets easier. I know people look at me like I've lost my mind, but I really don't care. Because I love God so much, I want to tell people about Him anywhere I get the opportunity. And we should be like that when we're walking around. Because why wouldn't we? You know, why wouldn't we tell them, hey, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. Accept Him into your heart. Let Him change everything. And then go out into the world and preach the gospel. And in the end, brothers and sisters, there's heaven. I'll say, wow. I hope I didn't bumble too much. I just wanted to share that scripture with you guys and encourage y'all to go watch Overcomer at the theater. It's such a there's so much filth in the theaters today. That's just a beautiful, well-written, inspirational Christian movie that will touch your heart better than what I'm, I'm just a vessel. I never feel like I'm doing anything helpful. And I know that can be the devil, because I know his word won't go void. When we speak scripture and talk about Christian movies and stuff like that, it's just spreading the word, and that touches, that through the Holy Spirit, that reaches people. I love you guys. If you don't, just bow with me and let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we lay ourselves down at your feet, Lord, thanking you for today, your many, many blessings, Lord. We want to thank you for the grace and mercy, Lord, that you're sending your Son to die for our sins, Lord. And through that sacrifice, that we can become children of the Most High. We are a child of God. I pray, Lord, that you just be with us throughout the week. You know, Sunday, pray over the pastors or giving their message, Lord, that you just guide and direct their steps, Lord, that points to you when it's starting to get harder every day to do that. Pray them, give them the strength when the attacks are on their heads to protect their congregation from the world. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just be with, you know, all the people that may be listening this, Lord, that you just guide them through the days and the weeks and the months and the years, Lord, that you just, wherever they're going through, you just hold their hand, Lord. Let them share their burdens with you, Lord, knowing they're not alone with what's ever going on in their life, Lord, if it's addiction, thoughts of suicide, anxiety, depression, maybe a lost job. Lord, there's so many things that could be going on in one's life, Lord. Maybe they don't know their biological father or their mother, Lord. The homeless, the hungry. God, there's so many. We lift them up to you, Lord. We pray that you be with them. In your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Bye.